Ready Pop, music changing lives.
So this is, as I said earlier, this is the first kind of event of our XOX project. We hope to do more later in the year. We're going to have a studio space at Ready Pop Studios where if you want to come and make music using vintage electronic equipment, you can come learn about it, you can come and play on it, you can come and make music and record it and take it away, sample it, do what you want with it. We're taking it out to colleges and universities and primary schools for young kids to learn on. We've got the gear back there, we've got loads of that gear, so we can do a whole kind of class of 30 kids. Some of the teams here that have been going out working with the young people. And so that's the kind of big plan with the project. And part of it is for us to meet artists, invite resident artists to come and meet with us and play with the gear. So you've been playing with the 303 for about 3 or 4 weeks. How's it been?
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely lovely, you know. I've got to admit, it's not the most reliable of machines. I think it's probably built in, 1981? And it's the volume knob is shared with the on and off switch, so it crackles and turns off quite a lot while you're playing with it, and it's quite hard to sync up. But it sounds absolutely beautiful, and it's easy to see how that little box just, like, changed the face of music.
Yeah, I think we were talking earlier, and you were saying how basically you'd lost everything in it because the memory went. But then some other stuff appeared. And I think that is part of the magic of it and part of the history and the mythology of it is bands going, well, I can't turn it off. I can't change it. I can't touch it. I just have to record what there is.
Yeah. Suddenly I realised that you have to have batteries in it at all times, otherwise all the memory gets wiped. So I got batteries and I put them in it. And I turned it off and I turned it back on and everything was wiped anyway. And there seems to be patterns in there that must have been in there since 1981, you know. So it saves what it wants to save and it doesn't save the other bits. Also, the sequencer. I don't know if anyone's ever played with that sequencer. It's just a crazy way of making music.
Japanese.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you have to put the notes in first, like all the notes in, you can't hear them playing, and then you have to put the timing information on all the notes. Yeah, all the timing information in afterwards on the notes, and that includes like muting those notes. So if you want a silent bit, you need to put a note in and then silence it afterwards.
Orange Juice worked it out, didn't they?
Yeah, I looked that up, it wasn't a 303.
Oh,
but yeah, I found using the O3, which is the boutique version that we've got over there, I hadn't really used it before, and I'd initially got the same frustrations as with the 303, but actually I've really got into that machine and I'll probably carry on using it now. I've used the 606 since it came out, but yeah, 303 is a scarce item. But what you've done is done some excellent fault finding for us. So we've now got a list of things to take to our friendly repairman in West London. Any final thoughts before you start to make some noises?
Just want to say it's an honour to be, it's the first time that I've played with a real 303. And when I came into the studio, it's the first time I played with a real 909. And a lot of people don't believe it when I tell them that. You know, because I've been using the sounds all my, you know, for 20 years, more than 20 years. So to actually have the real thing and to have some, you know, just to play around with it and have some fun with it was, it's really good.
Cheers. And that's something that we hope to make available for all of you guys in the future if you want to come and come to the XOX Lab or come to one of our future projects. Once we've got it fixed, we might get a spare, but we'll have some that you can actually have a go on and record on and take it away. All right. Let's hand over. I believe you are live.
You are live.